three schools that are taking part, two in Carrick-on-Shannon, and we're hoping for other places that have heard the news from their unions to come out as well.
From, say, ordinary workplaces, has there been a huge take-up from them?
Yes, particularly in Dublin and with health workers. The health workers took the lead on this. As you can understand, they're particularly affected by what they've seen in Gaza and health workers being targeted by Israel. And another group of workers that are particularly concerned and affected by what they've seen in Gaza are teachers. So there's been a good response from teachers as well.
What are you hoping to achieve by staging events like these? Is it for the government maybe to finally pass in full the Territories Bill?
Exactly. That's one of our claims, one of our demands, that the Occupied Territories Bill is passed in full. There's talk of the government who promised to pass it in full, rewriting it and leaving out 70% of the trade with Israel, which is services. And we're also obviously wanting to put pressure on the government to do what they're legally required to do, which is search planes flying into Shannon Airport to see if there's weapons and bombs and troops going to Israel, which is happening. It's documented that Shannon Airport is being used to support the Israeli war effort, as is our airspace. Planes are flying over Ireland, and we can stop them doing that. We need to do what we did in the 1980s, and you might not remember that, but we turned South Africa white, apartheid South Africa, into a pariah state where they weren't allowed to take part in sports events, any cultural events, and people wouldn't trade with them.
A couple of schools are going to be involved. The Gael Squirrel in Carrick and Shannon is one of them. And also you're having a rally as well outside the school in Carrick and Shannon, the national school there. There are probably some people will say that maybe schools are not suitable locations. How would you respond to that criticism?
Teachers in Palestine have to answer questions from their school children, such as, does it hurt when I die? A 9-year-old girl asked her teacher, will my amputated leg grow back again? That's why teachers are finding it particularly important for them to support Palestine, support teachers, because we want safety, we want health, we want food for children all around the world. We want healthcare for children all around the world. No matter what the colour of their skin, black, brown or white, we want all religions or no religion of children to be able to be educated safely. And that isn't happening in Palestine at the moment. And that's why it's important for teachers and schools to be involved